This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What we all need to know is being brought to us by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. DeMarco is in for Shedano, and Lindsay Baseball has what we need to know.
Well, Cappy, what you need to know is that after an unprecedented demand for tickets, Taylor Swift has added two more shows to her L.A. stop of her Eras Tour. She's the first artist to have five shows at SoFi Stadium. The new shows will be on August 8th and 9th of next year and will feature Haim, Gracie Abrams, and Gayle. Public sales for the additional shows are going to go on sale next Friday at 10 a.m., so pay attention, all you Swifties that want tickets for that. And it's her first tour in 5 years, so, you know, it's kind of a big deal for all those Swifties. Trying to get, you know, everyone wants to go see Tay. It's been 5 years. So now she's going to be here for five whole nights in L.A.
So my 16-year-old daughter, DeMarco, you ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
My 16-year-old daughter, thank God, Monday is getting her driver's license.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're off the hook.
Dude, I drive this kid to school every morning. I pick this kid up as soon as we get off the air from school. And don't get me wrong, I love the time that we have together.
Yeah.
But it's just inconvenient, you know, because I've had kids driving her to school for the last 4 years, you know. But all my kids went off to college, so now it's just me and her. She says to me, Dad, we have to go see Taylor Swift. And you see, Lindsay, you mentioned Gracie Abrams. Is that her name?
Yep.
That's the one my daughter really wants. She's like, she's gone to see Gracie a bunch of times. She's like, now that Gracie is playing, she's like, this is a freaking festival. We have to go to SoFi to see these shows. So I don't know that I call myself a Swiftie, but sounds like I'm going.
Wait,
DeMarco,
what,
you want to go?
What constitutes a Swiftie? Like,
if you're a Taylor Swift fan.
Okay. I'm fan that my daughter loves Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to play Taylor Swift at home and in the car.
Shake it off.
You know what I mean?
Shake
so
it off.
If you know more than five songs verbatim, are you a Swiftie?
Yeah, for sure.
Then I'm a Swiftie.
Which
then.
I feel like most people do because her music is everywhere.
Catchy. It's also really, really, really catchy.
Especially when you guys, have daughters. Yes.
I'll tell you guys what I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying to angle. I've called in a Hey King. You ready for this? I said, Hey King, need the 710 suite. For all the guys who want to bring their daughters to the Taylor Swift show, or girls that want to bring their daughters to the Taylor Swift show. So I'm working right now behind the scenes to get the 710 suite at SoFi Stadium so that we can all go rock out to Taylor Swift and Gracie Abrams.
Well, I don't have a daughter, but my sister is supposed to come visit me next summer. So I want to go, and I'll make my sister come visit me that week.
Okay.
And bring her with me.
Okay.
Do DeMarco? It.
I'll go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go.
Go.
Yeah, yeah. Talented, man.
Dude, we need you to go. We need somebody to pay for the suite.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I can't with him.
I mean, who's going to pay
for the suite? I can't name a single album
not
she
me.
Has, but I can name songs.
22? Isn't that like an album?
Yeah, that was the last one.
That was the, okay, see, I can't name
her
albums.
No, she got a brand new one. She has a brand new album that just dropped.
Yeah, the new one's called Midnight.
I'm not, I know individual songs like you, but I the only reason 22 is because it's in here, and I was like, I think that was an album.
Okay.
But I feel like most people don't even really know album names anymore because the way that they are on social media.
True.
Or I mean
true.
On streaming services.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just
that's
like, you
fair.
Know the songs. That's all.
Yeah, is Swift her real last name?
I think so.
Or is that just a stage name, like Keys or something?
I don't
know.
Okay. Is that Alicia Keys' stage name? Is Keys?
That's her stage
that's not
name.
Her name.
That's not
her
real
yeah,
last name.
Real
I didn't say I don't use my real
I
name.
I love her,
here.
Though. She's awesome.
Yeah.
No, like,
gosh,
I looked it up. Taylor's, that looks like it's her real name.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift is her real name.
Taylor
okay.
Allison
wow.
Swift.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so she had this new album, this new joint that just dropped. Did you like the way I said that, DeMarco?
Yeah, you were there. You're in the pocket with it.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So her new joint dropped, and actually, my daughter got the vinyl. We've gone back to vinyl in this house.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
I love vinyl. I have a bunch of vinyl.
Why do you guys love vinyl? What's the point?
For me, honestly, like growing up, we used to have one. And it just reminds me of like hanging out with my dad and listening to music and stuff.
Fair.
And there's like a crackle, you know, it's not as crispy clean.
The crackle.
And I love that. Like I love putting it up and like, you know, it's
it brings
really,
you back.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't really rain in LA, but these rainy days.
I got you.
And I was playing some like old school R&B. It hits.
Yeah, so usually you play music, your phone, you connect it to a speaker, right? And that's how you play music nowadays?
Yeah.
Now we've gone back to LPs, and the new Taylor Swift album is like this blue. It's kind of like the field at Boise State. You
oh,
know?
Wow.
Yeah, it's
a blue album.
It's
yeah.
not like black, the way, you know, there used to be black albums. These are now blue, so.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool.
I have the Silk Sonic one. That's the last one that I bought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. But mine's still black.
Smoking out the window.
I love it. Dude, we play it. I'm just saying, dude. Like, we play. Sometimes we just get a drink, and, like, Christian smokes cigars, so he'll, yeah. like, on my balcony, he'll have a cigar, we'll have a drink, and we'll be blasting that on the...
What did he say? Like, you got these kids running my house like it's Chuck E. Cheese?
I don't know,
that's the funniest line I've ever heard in my life.
Love
that
it.
Is great. Yes, sir.
Dude, Laura, the boo actually sent me a message on Instagram checking to see if I was okay after the twerk off yesterday.
He didn't oh. send you a message. He commented on there.
Oh, is that what it was?
I mean, on the phone with him when he did that.
I just received it, I thought, in my DM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You yeah. have a relationship with her boyfriend?
No, he does quite not. A close relationship, as a matter
no,
of fact.
Wow.
He smells delicious.
That's dangerous,
He's,
Laura.
No, he does
That's
not
dangerous.
Have a relationship.
He smells delicious, this guy.
I mean, I know he does smell delicious. That there's no doubt about that. But
wow.
no relationship there, guys.
Very, very
Just making
tight.
It clear.
Very, very close.
Never.
Me and
no.
the boo.
No.
Me and the boo.
Me and the
close.
Boo.
Yep.
No. That sounds yeah. like a movie. Yeah.
Right. Me and Laura's boo. So, yeah. DeMarco, can you please fill us in? I know I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but the Rams this Sunday, I know you talked about this a little bit earlier, I did not see where Matthew Stafford got hurt to where he would, you know, have a concussion. But, I mean, all reports this week in concussion protocol and not really sure here on Friday if he'll play on Sunday against Arizona. And this is, I mean, this is a critical. We've said must win around the Rams a couple times
yeah.
already this year, but you just cannot drop this. You cannot lose another division game in at your home. And by the way, San Francisco at 4-4 is playing against the Chargers this weekend. I mean, if you're San Francisco and you think you're for real, you have to win that game, especially at home. Same goes for the Chargers, for that matter. And the Buccaneers, to me. I think that they might have regained some confidence with their win last week, and they're playing against Seattle. So I guess what I'm really saying is that mathematically, it's not really over for the Rams, but kind of like the Lakers, I don't see how they're going to fix it in season, but they got to win this game, DeMarco. So I'll start with who's playing quarterback.
Well, yeah, anytime you're two games below 500, every game you have to win. You got to get back on the plus side of things. Who's starting at quarterback? And one thing about San Francisco, I'm not sure about Jimmy Garoppolo. The only thing I know about him is he plays great versus the Rams. Now, against the Chargers, he may go back to what he's normally doing, running out of the back of the end zone, throwing picks. But against the Rams, he's letter perfect. Who's going to play quarterback for the Rams? I'm still expecting Matthew Stafford. He can still be cleared, or would that have been today? We would have heard today. But he hasn't been ruled out yet, has he?
I don't think he's been ruled out.
Okay, until he's ruled out, I'm expecting him. But if he can't go, it's obviously going to be John Wolford, the backup quarterback. Shorter guy. They trust him. He knows the offense. He's a little better with his legs. He's kind of like Doug Flutie. He's a guy that will take off from anywhere. I like having a guy like that at quarterback right now when your offensive line is struggling. The only way to run the football is either via direct snap, like wildcat stuff, or have your quarterback have some read option in the game plan. John Wolford is a guy that you can do that with. So if not Matthew Stafford, it's going to be John Wolford with a sprinkle of Bryce Perkins, I would assume, coming off the bench in the red zone to give the defense something else to think about on game day.
I would love to see that, by the way. I really would. I mean, I know the kid has only played in the preseason, but what I've seen in the preseason I've liked. And I got it. You know, we're later into the year, and this is a must-win game for the Rams. But I would love to see Sean McVay come up with some kind of creative package to take advantage of the skill set that kid has, Perkins.
You know, this is what I was trying to say last week before you played Tampa, because it's such a struggle running the football. So what do most teams do when your offensive line, especially guard to guard, is struggling. Well, you move your run gaps out one extra gap by having your quarterback run the football. That just, it gives the defense a different look. Maybe you'll pop a few there, but you can't do that with Matthew Stafford in the lineup. I mean, maybe you could talk him into doing what Drew Brees did, line up at receiver, we'll bring in another quarterback, and we'll run a different offense. He has to accept that. And if you still have him on the field, you're losing one guy because he's not a receiver. So it'll be tough to do that. But this week, if he doesn't play, I think you'll have a chance to expand the run game and take some pressure off the interior of your offensive line to run the football.
We got so many big games coming up this weekend in the NFL, and most of them, at least for those of us that are following, you know, the Rams and the division, Seahawks and the Buccaneers kick things off on Sunday morning in Germany, and then you've got this Rams game against the Cardinals, and so there are just some really, really big games that are all sort of intertwined with one another,
yeah,
including now just the Sunday night game, San Francisco against the Chargers. And so as much as the Rams season looks really bad at 3-5, the Niners are only 4-4, and I'm not sure everybody's really buying the Seahawks, who are only 6-3. They haven't run away with it yet.
No. I'll say this, right? Temper your praise about Geno Smith. He is playing great, and he's playing better than Russell Wilson, but we're at midseason. Let's see if he can hold this for the next 6 weeks. Let's see if he can get them to 10 wins, 11 wins, 12 wins. Playing great now, but let's see if the other shoe will drop as we go further along in the season. Weren't we talking about the Arizona Cardinals being Super Bowl contenders about this time last year until they weren't?
Right.
Yeah, so right now, playing great. Seattle, playing great. Geno Smith, playing great. Let's see what happens in a month.
All right, let me ask you one last question before we get into some Raiders talk. I want to get to the Raiders, and I also we're going to get to our picks. But let me ask you one final question on this topic. Somebody asked me this yesterday, and I won't tell you what my answer was. I'll ask you the same question. You tell me your answer. After 17 games, who will have the better record, the Rams or the Lakers?
After 17 games, I'll take the Rams.
I also took the Rams.
Yeah, I'll take the Rams. Yeah, I'm not sure what the Lakers are and what they can be. It'll be a struggle for the Rams, but look, even the games where they lost, Tampa, they had a chance to win that. San Francisco in San Fran before the pick six, that game was still close. So even with as bad as they're playing up front, they're still in ball games. They have enough good players on both sides of the football, offense, defense, to at least keep you in games. If they can figure out how to win them at the end, yeah, I think they'll have a better record after 17 games than the Lakers will have.
I said the Rams yesterday as well, and it may just be three where they are right now.
Wow.
Oy. I mean, the Lakers are
That's
doing
bad for both That's teams.
Really bad. All right, stick around, everybody. Coming up, USC tonight, UCLA tomorrow. Are we on a collision course to next weekend? We'll get to that on the way. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN on a Friday evening, taking you right up to Lakers basketball. Slee will have the pregame show for you. Lakers and Sacramento Kings tonight. That's a big game happening in town. DeMarco, another big game happening tonight. USC tonight against Colorado.
How is that a big game? That's a blowout.
I would agree it is. But let me just say this. We are at least today, on track for a collision course next week between USC and UCLA. But USC plays Colorado tonight. I don't think Colorado poses any threat at all. But tomorrow, when UCLA plays Arizona, believe it or not, I do think Arizona poses some threat. What do you think? I know the Pac-12 is your conference. Do you think Arizona stands a chance? And the reason I say it is because if I'm UCLA, I just don't want to get caught looking ahead to next week against USC and a major showdown. It's probably the biggest USC-UCLA game in probably the last 15, 20 years.
You know what I'm hearing? You don't trust UCLA, and I think that's fair.
Yeah, I'm not sure I do.
Yeah, I trust SC to get over the hump, and I call this get over your mandatory. You have to play Colorado before you play the big game. I think SC will be there. I'm with you on UCLA. I still think they'll beat Arizona, but they could overlook. They could have SC on the brain this week and walk into a buzzsaw and have Arizona just mess everything up. But I still think both teams will win, and you'll get the matchup you want.
Well, I hope you're right.
Or of the magnitude that you want. The matchup is guaranteed, yeah.
I mean, look, I'm not saying that Arizona's any good, because they're not. They're better than they have been,
yes.
But they've been garbage. So, you know, look, they got, in the last 3-4 weeks, they've lost to Utah, lost to USC, lost to Washington, and lost to Oregon. So they played, you know, 4 of the 5 best teams in the conference, and they've lost to all of them. But if I'm UCLA, I can't underestimate who Arizona is, because their wins earlier in the season, they beat up on Colorado, but Colorado's terrible. They beat North Dakota State by a field goal, and they're a 1AA team. And they beat San Diego State in the first week of the season. So their wins aren't overly impressive, but if I'm UCLA, I can't overlook these guys, and I can't get caught looking to the next week against USC. And
that's
both
your
of
argument.
Those factors worry me.
Yeah, it's not Arizona you're worried about. You're worried about the Bruins.
Yeah.
And I think that's absolutely fair at this time of year. But I still think they're good enough, even if they play poorly, to get by Arizona. But the chance of upset, I think, is greater for the Wildcats to beat the Bruins. I think, man, this SC Colorado, I mean, you're going to have to call off the dogs by the second quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think SC is building. I think he's got them believing they're a playoff team and a national championship contender. That's how they're playing. So Colorado's in for it. But UCLA, I mean, look, they could walk into a buzzsaw. I hope not. I want to see the big game.
Yeah, me too. Me too. USC is a 34.5-point favorite against Colorado, who is 1-8 on the season.
That's their being polite.
Their only win is against Cal, who I saw last Saturday night at the Coliseum play against USC, and USC was blowing them out, and Cal actually made a game of it.
Right.
So that's their only win of the year for Colorado. They've gotten destroyed by TCU, who's really good. They lost to Air Force, who's not really good. I mean, they're terrible.
I feel bad for Carl Durrell. I like Carl Durrell.
Is he still even the coach there?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I haven't looked. I don't think he's been fired. He's the guy. Yeah.
Wow. That gives you an idea of how little Colorado football has been on my radar since like Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, I played them twice when I was in school, 90 and 91, and they were an absolute juggernaut. I mean, just a beast. I think we, in my college years, from 89 to 93, we may have lost like 8 games, maybe 6 in the Pac-10, but the only team that beat us twice was Colorado. Yeah. They beat us at our house. They stomped us. We played them the week after their quarterback passed away. Remember that guy?
Sal
Anesi?
Yes. Right.
Yeah. We played them the next week after he passed away. Mm-hmm. They came to our stadium wearing all black and absolutely just wiped the floor with us. And then we played them again up in Colorado the next year, and it was closer, but they still beat us.
They were good. I mean, there was a time when Colorado football was really good.
Bill McCartney, he was coming down here stealing every recruit possible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Been a long time.
Yep.
Been a long time since Colorado football has been any good. 34.5 points tonight, USC is favored. I got to say, if I were betting on this kind of stuff, just for the goof, I think I'd take Colorado to cover. 34.5 is a lot of points.
I think that's entirely fair. Yeah, I really do. I think this is going to be a walkover. Like you said, Mason and who was here?
Andy Kaminsky.
Andy, AK. Look, you have to impress voters. You're trying to get into the postseason. Decorum is gone by the wayside. SC is thinking about stomping mud holes in people. They need to change perception. They need to wake up the East Coast. I've been there before. When you're trying to get the attention of the East Coast, wins just don't do it. You have to stomp people into the ground. So 34 points, I think, is being generous.
Yeah. I mean, Oregon beat them 49-10, so that's 39 points for Oregon to cover. Maybe they can do it. I'm going to be watching that game tonight. 6:30 is kickoff tonight. So you got the Lakers and the Sacramento Kings. Still no word on AD. LeBron out. We'll take you right up until the pregame show. But you've got the Lakers tonight against the Kings, and you've got USC tonight against Colorado. And then tomorrow, assuming that USC does blow out Colorado, and look, they're going to win. But tomorrow, this UCLA game becomes so big.
Huge.
You know, to win a game against Arizona, a game they should win. They definitely have better players to set up next week. A massive USC-UCLA showdown. Again, probably the biggest one.
Yeah.
Should everybody come in, you know, right now ranked 8th and 12th, only one loss for each team. This could be exciting.
Isn't it kind of bittersweet, though? Because that rivalry is back, and it's big, and it means something, and it's got a shelf life now.
Well, when you say a shelf life, you mean because they're going to leave the conference?
Right.
Yeah, but don't you think that those guys, I mean, they're still going to be rival schools even when they go to the Big Ten?
I mean, for us. You know what I mean? It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the Pac-12 fan who just cannot believe that USC and UCLA are leaving.
It's just odd. Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, I had breakfast this morning at the Marriott right across the way here, and I saw Sabonis from the Kings.
Yeah.
I almost took him out.
Oh, you were gonna take him out.
I almost took him out.
This is going to be your contribution to tonight's Lakers.
I was going to take one for the team. Absolutely. Yeah. I couldn't get to him, though.
Did you know who he was, or were you like, that guy must be an NBA player because he's 7 feet tall?
He's tall, and I'm like, okay, I know that face, and he was wearing his practice stuff, right? And I'm like, who is that guy? And then he turned around, and he had Sabonis. I'm like, oh, that's that guy. I'm like, maybe I should go hit him in the knee or something, you know? Help out the team tonight.
That was nice of you to not do that. I mean, for him.
I saw him walking over to Starbucks.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny that a player would wear their warm-ups with their name on it outside.
Wasn't that wild, right? Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you'd want to be incognito.
It's very hard to be incognito when you're 7 feet tall.
Sure, but I mean, at least you put some doubt in people's mind. But when you're wearing your warm-ups with your name on it.
I took that as a taunt, Lindsay.
I play NBA basketball. Yeah. I'm an NBA player.
I feel like it just screams, like, I want attention. Look at me.
See, I thought it meant come hit me, hurt me. That's what I thought. When you're wearing your name and I know who you are, you're in the shadow of crypto, right? You're getting ready to play tonight. I'm a Laker fan.
You think he's trying to fight people on game night?
No, that's what I thought. No. It's DeMarco, who's a defensive lineman, and it's mentality. You know what I mean? Like, he looks at him as the opposition. And now he's got to go all D-line on him.
You think you're cool? You can just walk around and let me know who you are and where you are?
Right.
You're getting ready to play the Lakers? No, come on.
I mean, but the Lakers ain't nothing to be reckoned with.
That's why I'm trying to hurt him, you know? I'm trying to help him out, yeah.
Right.
And probably doesn't get attention where he's from, so, you know? He's in L.A. He's like, let me get some loving right here.
Well, right. You know, he might be walking around going, hey, I hope people want to take pictures with me, and they'll post, and it'll help my Instagram.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I was having lunch the other day with my friend who works for Cavs PR, and we were talking about how they have an off day in Sacramento. And he was like, I think it's probably the worst city that we go to. And I was telling him, I was like, that's funny, because people always make fun of me being from Ohio. And they're like, oh, cows, Midwest, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and there's zero cows anywhere near Cleveland. He was like, same thing. And he's like, but seriously, Sacramento, their arena, it's like you drive through like farm town to get to the arena. He said it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
That could not be more false.
Well, Cappy's like all pro Sacramento now.
Oh, you like Sacramento?
No, here's the thing.
He has like friends up there.
Oh,
you
know, okay.
He said the bus ride from the airport to the arena, he said there's literal farms.
Yeah, but the arena is in downtown Sacramento, and downtown Sacramento has been and is still being rebuilt thanks to the Kings and this arena. All the hotels that have popped up, the bars and restaurants. I would compare it to like San Jose. If you've ever been to San Jose, it's like a little mini San Jose.
San Jose's tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, that was the point, was just like how funny it was that people were, you know, talk about farm towns. And
so maybe way back in the day it was a cow town. Now it's a little bit different.
He said driving the bus, though, from the airport to the arena, they pass farms.
I mean, it is. Listen, up there, if you're not like, you know, Sacramento is like a bigger version of San Jose. That's a good way of putting it. But there is a lot of nothing. Like, yeah,
he said that they, I mean, the fact that they had potentially would have had an off day in Sacramento, but instead they spent an extra night in LA and didn't leave until like 4 o'clock to go to Sacramento the night before the game because nobody wanted to go to Sacramento for an off day.
That makes sense.
I'm not exactly trying to tell you that it's a great place to go hang out, but I'm just saying, like, the hotel that is right there connected to the arena where the teams stay.
She's not saying that area. She's saying getting to that area.
Yeah, but so
what? That's
what
she's saying. But I think that's why he was probably wearing all his gear. Like, he knows where he's from. Ain't nobody stopping because, you know. Ain't nobody that
I bet he gets swamped in Sacramento.
They're taking care of the cows.
Yeah, I bet he gets swamped in Sacramento. They love him there. Yeah, yeah.
People are like, oh, I'm in L.A. Let me get, you know, that celebrity status.
You better cover up, man. Don't be letting me know you're him. I may get you, brah. Come on now.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, DeMarco.
I almost took out Jonathan Quick once. I saw him walking through. Yeah. I'm a hockey fan. And, yeah. I'm on the other side.
Did you notice that when you said Jonathan Quick, the three of us were all like, who's that? Who's he play for?
They knew.
No, I literally I said, like, what? Like, he really going to take him out?
Yeah, this
I
don't is about like, is. Like 8 years ago. He's the Kings goalie. Or was. Is he still the Kings goalie?
I mean, if that was 8 years ago, I'm guessing no.
Okay, yeah, he was hot then. Yeah, I'm like, I saw him. I was going to take him out. Yeah, absolutely.
I gotta watch a Kings game. I mean, Lord, I'm like yes. The only person. You're the only person who goes to Kings games around here.
No, you have to go. Like,
I
it's
go to
so
Kings games.
Fun.
They're fun, yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about the Kings. And I mean, I can get through hockey. I used to watch a lot of minor league hockey. My dad used to take us to the... what were they called? The Cleveland Barons and then the Cleveland Lumberjacks once upon a time. But like hockey games are really fun.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't really like follow the team.
Hockey live? Great. Yes. Hockey TV? No.
No. Yes. I'm with you.
No.
If you go to a hockey game, even if you... Because I've taken friends that are not hockey fans and they're like, I don't know what the hell is happening, but they're like into it.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Any sport is like
great.
That too, yeah.
But plus,
but I haven't
also
been to a Kings game in ages.
Wow.
I mean, last NHL game I was at, I think, was the Ducks and like the Blackhawks in a triple overtime playoff game that I went to. But I haven't been to an
That's
NHL game.
That's an outing
in a couple
we
years.
Should do. We
yeah,
should
next
go to
time
a Kings
down.
Game.
Yeah,
yeah.
We got we so have down. Kings game tickets all the time.
Oh,
for
let's
the
go
station.
Take over a booth or a suite and have some fun.
Let's
yeah.
go.
All right, let's do it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks, Christopher. Super excited to be doing Radio Tinder.
Super excited.
Just like Pat Bev. Wait, where has Pat Bev been, by the way?
Like, Salim mentioned that he was also one of the guys on the team that maybe didn't have COVID but had some illness.
I think they got it from the Cavs because the Cavs were all sick last weekend. They all had the flu. And they just played them.
You know, DeMarco, I ran into Evan Mobley last Saturday night.
You did?
At the USC-Cal game.
Yeah?
And and Cappy kissed him. And so now then... That happened, and
wait,
so now
whoa.
Everybody's sick because of Cap.
Well, I'm not
you
sick.
You kissed him?
That is a
no,
total exaggeration.
Oh, okay.
It was an affectionate embrace, but it was not a kiss.
They were in the suite together. Now everyone's sick, and so we're trying to blame
I mean,
Cappy.
Twerking, kissing, come on now. Okay,
hey,
go ahead.
DeMarco, you ever want to go hang out in the AD's suite over at USC?
Go the who suite?
The AD, the athletic director.
Bonies.
I'm thinking.
Dude,
I'm thinking.
Good. It's
remember, man, I'm a Husky, bro.
I understand.
Yeah.
So what? I'm a Pitt Panther. I went to support.
It's different though for me.
I understand.
Cappy, can I do a quick Hey King?
Yeah, go for it.
So if for some reason in the college football playoff, Ohio State ends up facing USC.
Ooh.
Which is like a somewhat of a possibility based on like, you know, if USC sneaks in there somehow. It's still a possibility. They could be. They would be like the lower seed, and of course, Ohio State would be the higher seed. Can I like put in a prerequisite "Hey King" the way that I did for like the Indians and and the Padres hey in the King. World Series?
Yeah. If USC plays Ohio State, you "Hey King" me. Okay. I'll "Hey Queen" you right back.
Okay. Wow.
Cool. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, am I? Am I? It's not out of the question.
Be a great game.
See, yeah.
I mean, if they went out, like I feel like that could they could definitely be like the fourth team.
True.
And Ohio State, I feel like is they beat Michigan, like they're number one, right?
Wait, what am I missing? How does
Laura's
he have the hook
upset.
Up to?
I'm going to be upset.
He's best friends with Boney.
You're best friends with Boney?
Mike Bone, the athletic director at USC.
I did not know that. Yeah, okay.
They're BFF.
Do you know why I'm mad now, Kat?
Wait.
I do.
Wait, hold on. Okay. Legit BFF or Kat BFF?
No, legit.
Okay.
He had them all. He brought a bunch of people to the suite last week.
Oh, no way. Okay, cool.
I was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
I'm so mad at
Networking.
You. I'm so mad at you.
I know, but Laura's mad at me because she hey-kinged me for some Bad Bunny tickets and I didn't come through.
No, you know why? You know why? Because he said I did not officially put it in
she correctly. She didn't put in a formal request.
Right, which I did. I did it over the air. And everybody does it to him over the air and somehow gets them and has never told them that maybe, that's not an official request.
You didn't maybe go through proper
just,
channels.
He just couldn't pull through, maybe.
Well, no, I just think it's because it's me.
No, it's not
all
you.
All right, can we do Radio Tinder, Cappy?
All right,
all right, this is a good one, only because these are good ones. These are things that we talked about in our little show prep that we didn't get to yet. So let's put them in Radio Tinder.
Here we go.
All right, so if this season were to end today, the Raiders would own the number two pick in the draft. The only team with a worse record going into this weekend is the Houston Texans at 1-6-1. So while the playoffs seemed like they're out of the question, is there a chance the Raiders could go on a bit of a run over the next few weeks? It's not as wild as you may think. In fact, in ESPN's second half predictions, Seth Walder said that the Raiders are poised for a resurgence, saying that with their weak schedule, they could win 8 or even 9 more games this year.
Wow.
Do you agree with him? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
I'm going to swipe left and say I do not agree. What I've seen from the Raiders so far this year tells me that this thing is spiraling downhill quickly. And DeMarco, here's why this weekend is so interesting to me. The Raiders host the Colts. The Colts went outside their organization, meaning they didn't say, hey, we're firing our coach and we're promoting somebody else inside. They went outside to the owner's pal, a guy who played for the team, was Peyton Manning's center. They pulled him off the set of ESPN, Jeff Saturday, to make him the head coach. It shakes up the entire coaching staff. And for me, I find this to be absolutely fascinating. And could you imagine if Jeff Saturday in his first game goes on the road to the Raiders and pulls a win?
That would be nuts. I'm not sure if that's going to happen, but that would be crazy if that happened. If that does happen, then you should fire McDaniel immediately. Well, if you're getting beat by a guy who's fresh off the TV set, that's crazy.
So my next question was going to be about that game specifically. And so since we've already started to get into that, just so you guys know, there's a lot of money riding on the Colts to win, to beat the Raiders this weekend. So much so that, like, okay, according to Action Network, 84% of the handle on the money line is on the Colts at plus 185. And the Colts are getting 68% of all the money line bets and 65% of all the money wagered. So I was going to ask you guys if you would put money on Jeff Saturday's Colts on Sunday.
I will.
So you're
swipe,
both saying no.
No. I will swipe right on that.
That means you are putting money on it.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
I could see Jeff Saturday and the Colts playing a at least for 1 week, an inspired football game against a downtrodden Raiders team. I was the guy a couple weeks ago going, don't count out the Raiders. Look at the schedule. There's winnable games. I looked at the Texans, which they won. The Saints, which I thought they could have won. They lost 24-0. And the Jaguars, who are improving, but still, they lost 27-20. I was saying the Raiders were going to win a few games back-to-back-to-back, and we're going to jump back into this thing. They didn't.
Okay.
I don't think they're going anywhere.
I'm swiping left. Okay, so this is how we get caught up in the euphoria of everything. Remember, they just decided, I think they just decided on who's going to call plays. They just fired their head coach. They hired a guy off the street. And I love Jeff Saturday. We have friends in common. He's awesome. I'm glad that he has a shot to coach in the National Football League. But the fact that he's been hired now is insane. There is no way that the Raiders are going to allow a Colts team with a new coach like him to beat them. No way. I'm swiping left.
I love it. Beautiful.
Absolutely not. If they do, fire everybody immediately.
I've read a lot of stories that say like players are responding well to Jeff Saturday in the locker room. Like you said, this whole like euphoria thing, like I feel like people are like, oh, let's just give this guy a real shot.
See, when they're responding well to the new guy, that means they hated the other guy.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, Frank Reich was like one of those really sweetheart kind of guys.
Yep.
But there's no like real fire, you know. There's no like losing your mind and cursing everybody out. He's just one of those.
He's
guys.
No Dan Campbell.
No, he is not. That's exactly.
Yeah.
He's the anti Dan Campbell.
Yeah, because it's
exactly
working
right.
So well. Working so well with him talking about taking people's kneecaps out.
The Detroit Lions beat the Green Bay Packers last week. They're coming back. Here come the Lions.
No doubt.
All right, Linz, what else you got?
All right, so Baker Mayfield could have celebrated the Panthers' win last night in so many ways, even if he didn't play a snap. You know, he could have high-fived his teammates, there's always like the fist bump, but instead he decided to headbutt his helmeted teammates while not wearing a helmet. The video went viral last night / this morning, and here's what it sounded like on the Amazon Prime broadcast with Uncle Al.
In recent memory, Mayfield, oh, beautiful.
Huh.
It's a good, a good way to wind up in concussion protocol,
yeah.
Even though you don't get into the game.
Huh.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
So, yeah, super interesting that he did that. And I guess instead of having you guys swipe, I just want to know, what are your thoughts on what Baker did here? DeMarco, start with you.
Which way am I swiping for stupid?
You don't. Okay, you can swipe right.
Which
on stupid.
Is that right on stupid? Yeah, I am fluent in Al Michaels. When he says beautiful, that means stupid. Baker Mayfield is trying way too hard. You know this, right? And I told the guys earlier, I love Baker Mayfield. I love everything about him. He's got everything you want in a quarterback, except he stinks.
Okay, so he's not a good. So he's not a quarterback, but everything else is great. Okay.
I love his leadership. I love his swagger. I just wish he was better on the field. I think that's fair.
I don't think that he had very good leadership skills, considering the way that like he blew up the Browns, but, you know.
I love the swag. I hate milquetoast quarterbacks. I love guys that,
Peyton
like,
Peyton Manning was a milquetoast quarterback.
Oh, no. That's wrong.
Okay, maybe Peyton Eli Manning.
Manning was a go-off on his teammates.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Eli Manning.
Well, he did win 2 Super Bowls.
But he was milquetoast. That's who I meant to say.
And I think he's better than Baker Mayfield. A lot better. And that's saying a lot.
I mean, I wouldn't argue. I think that Baker Mayfield might. I don't want to get into this right now.
No, she gets so upset. She gets so angry. As a Browns fan, she gets so angry.
I was probably one of the last people on Baker Island.
Oh, you were holding out hope.
Oh,
yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
I was too. Because, you know, he had that game 2 years ago. Now it's 3 years ago. It was against the Chiefs in
the
playoffs.
That's the game that I knew he wasn't the guy, actually.
Yeah.
Because a real franchise quarterback, a winner gets it done in that game.
Oh, wow.
I think Case Keenum is better.
Keenum could be starting for the Bills.
That's what I mean. I think Case Keenum is a better quarterback.
Case Keenum and Stephon Diggs for the Bills, and those were the guys that scored the Minneapolis Miracle playing against Minnesota this weekend. We'll talk about that game coming up in our picks a little bit later on.
All right, last one really quick here. So this whole Twitter debacle, the Twitter Blue subscription, which turned the social media platform into a theme park for trolls, pranksters, and scammers for a couple of days, is no longer available in the iOS app. Some of the people who even paid for the subscription report that their blue check mark is now gone. It's unclear right now whether this is a result of the company's latest policy U-turn or if it's a system that is just kind of fallen over after half the company staff were laid off and a lot of the executives left. So do you guys think that this whole Elon Musk Twitter debacle will still be a mess 1 month from now? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
I'm going to swipe right. I feel like Elon Musk was really, really good at creating electric cars. And he revolutionized the way we drive. And I mean, Teslas are everywhere. And I don't have one because I don't want to support him for some reason. There's something about Elon Musk that bothers me. It's probably the way he manipulates the stock market or has manipulated the stock market, which is what got him into trouble and why he was removed as the CEO of the company or as the chairman of the company. Because you can't be doing the things that he's been doing. He's been using Twitter in an abusive way for a long time. Now he buys it for $44
billion. Wow.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? SoFi Stadium cost $5 billion. He bought Twitter for $44
billion. Wow. I would have bought the Yankees. And the Cowboys.
Right. Well, you keep going. You keep buying more.
No, can you? Don't say that. Don't say that because, I mean, well, maybe us as as Yankee haters and Cowboy haters over here, like, sure, that might be great for us. But, like, do you really want that guy running a sports team?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that did you want him running a social media platform?
No.
Did you want him running a media company? And I think he's finding out that he may be really good at putting people into outer space or putting them in electric cars, and he might have been good on Twitter. But running it,
crazy.
It's a mess.
There's a reason why his own company that he founded ran him out, and he wasn't running that anymore.
I always said he reminds me of a Bond villain.
Oh yeah, that's a good way to put it.
This could be his master plan here now.
That's a script. Like, come on, Hollywood, write that up.
Yeah.
I just hope the whole thing crashes and burns because I want to get off Twitter so desperately, and I won't do it because I'm addicted to it. So if it crashes and burns like MySpace, then I won't have a choice. I'll be off. Yeah, that's what I want to happen. I'm rooting for his failure.
Wow.
I kind of am too at this point, just because I feel like it's just gotten so ridiculous over the things that have happened the past like 2 days. It's just like, come on, man. Like, I don't even know what the hell he's trying to do anymore.
Is he the number two guy to Bezos as far
in
as money?
Of wealth?
I think he's either two or three.
Two or three. Okay. Yeah. Who's?
It goes up and down because the stocks were really bad a couple days ago, but then they went back up yesterday.
Is it Bezos, Gates, him?
Yeah, or? And then the other guy is the person who owns all of those retail companies like Lancome and all those big, I'll look it up. But
okay, all right.
He's a retail mogul.
All right, well, there you have it. Can't believe I don't like to root against people. I want to be like... for everybody's success, but for some reason, Elon Musk, I want Twitter to crash and burn.
I mean, would it change your life if it did?
I'd get a lot of time back, and I'd probably be a much more positive person.
How much are you on Twitter?
Too much.
How much are you on Twitter, Lindsay? Like, are you guys on Twitter every day, all day?
Honestly, I'm only really on it for work prep at this point, just because it's gotten so toxic, and it's just... you know, I don't know. It's a weird place right now. I feel like there's a chance it could like bounce back and be cool again, but I just feel like it's very negative. It's got such a negative connotation right now.
Quickly,
everybody wants to be verified. Everybody wants verification. Ooh, I got a blue check mark. Ooh, look at me, I'm cool. I got a check mark.
By the way, as of November 1st, Jeff Bezos was Elon was number one. Bezos was number three as far as the richest people in the world, and Bernard Arnault is the guy's name. He's like the CEO and chair of LVMH. They own like Marc Jacobs, Sephora, Louis Vuitton, Hennessy, all kinds of retail stuff.
Never even heard of that guy. Wow.
Yeah, me neither. All right, well, there you go. There's Radio Tinder presented by Tequila Mandala. Boy, George got this really nice gift yesterday from Tequila Mandala. It had the bottle, it had like the glasses, it had cigars. Man, I just was like, why didn't I go over to the Tequila Mandala offices yesterday? We were right there in Downey. Tequila Mandala. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. All right, coming up, our picks against the spread. DeMarco is in for Sedano. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, DeMarco is in for Shidano. Top of the hour, here comes Sliwa with Lakers pregame. Happy birthday, Leonardo DiCaprio. Happy birthday, Demi Moore. Hey, DeMarco, are you by chance watching this basketball game on ESPN between Gonzaga and Michigan State?
Yes. I think this is the game I'm watching.
Yeah, it's on an aircraft carrier, the USS Abraham Lincoln.
They're wearing camo stuff, right?
Yeah.
I have been watching this game. Yeah, yeah. Pretty cool.
I had a chance a few years ago with the guys. You remember Donnie Edwards, the former San Diego
Chargers? Of course I do. Yes.
Chiefs linebacker?
Yes.
I flew from North Island, which is, you know, one of the Navy bases down in San Diego, on what's called a COD plane. I flew from North Island, landed on the USS Abraham Lincoln. This is the same aircraft carrier they're playing this game on tonight. And then the next day, landing on the ship in an F-18 was, at the time, President George Bush.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was the mission accomplished, if you remember that.
Oh, I do. Yeah, yeah.
I was there on that boat for 3 days as that aircraft carrier
you
was coming back.
You were there for the mission accomplished thing?
Standing right there, dude.
No way.
Yeah.
Show me pictures.
I was like, yo, are you sure the mission is accomplished? I'm not really sure. And then like 10 years later, I was like, yo, I was there for mission accomplished.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That.
Wow.
Right. Well, hey, I just want to say this before we get to our picks against the spread. You know, you should celebrate life's victories with icy cold Coors Light. And sometimes, DeMarco, you even celebrate life's losses. Like yesterday, I lost the twerk off. It's true. Steve Mason beat me in twerking. That's fine. But I still celebrated when the show was over with icy cold Coors Light. All those 710 listeners that hung around and wanted to drink beers, and we had a great time. And we were drinking icy cold Coors Light. Keeping Southern California chill.
You should have been a contest denier. You should have said you didn't lose.
Yeah, you know what happened is after the contest was over, I climbed this tree and I did this whole twerk thing.
Yeah,
and they were like, "Well, why didn't you do that move during the contest?" And I was like, "I couldn't think of how to get up on the tree. I thought I was going to fall backwards." And if I would have just been a little more creative and I would have climbed the tree the front way, I would have won the competition.
Tell the truth. You let Mason win.
No, I wish I could tell that was the truth.
I could
say that. Yeah,
okay.
No, he beat me fair and square.
Nice.
Yeah, I got to take that L. All right, time for picks against the spread. Do we have the scores from last week, Lindsay? Because I feel like
I'm tallying them up as we speak. So we'll get them at the end.
I feel like I kicked ass last week.
We'll get them on the back end.
All right, DeMarco, here's what's going to happen.
Okay.
You're going to tell us who you think's going to win, at least based on the spread, who's going to cover. And then you assign a point value. If you're most confident, you give it a 5. If you're least confident, you give it a 1. But you only got 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
I got you. Okay.
So here we go.
Are we both doing this or just me?
No, both of us.
Oh, both of us.
All four of us.
Okay. All four of us. Okay, great. Okay.
Seahawks are on the road at the Buccaneers, but this game is being played in Germany. Tampa Bay is a 2.5-point favorite. DeMarco, what are you going to do?
I'm going to take Tampa, and I'm going to say a 4. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I feel bad for Seattle. Do you know how far they have to go to get to that game in Munich?
Yeah, good point.
I mean, my God, that's at least, what, 10, 12 hours on a plane? You got to fly halfway across the country and then over to Munich? Wow, they're going to be gassed. I'll take Tampa at a 4.
Okay. I'm also going to take Tampa. I'm going to give this one a 2. I like that they won last week. I hope that they're coming back. I'm a Brady fan. But I don't know. I'm not terribly confident. So I'm going to give it a 2. I got Tampa Bay. Linz?
I am also going to go with Tampa Bay because I feel like, you know, Tom Brady's on a roll. And he's got to, I mean, they got to get back to their winning ways. So I'm taking Tampa Bay, and I'll make that my 2.
Okay. Laura?
Well, I also had Tampa, but I think everybody went with them, so I'm going to go the other way.
Nice job.
And take the Seahawks, but, you know, I'm not confident, so that's my win.
Wow.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, there you go. Vikings are at the Bills. Still not sure if Josh Allen, the quarterback of the Bills, is going to play. They're calling it hour to hour. Vikings at 7-1, DeMarco, kind of under the radar as good as they are. Buffalo's a 3-point favorite. How are you going to take this game? What are you
Who's going to start a QB for Buffalo?
Don't know yet. Could
okay.
be Case Keenum.
I'll take the Vikings then. And confident means what, 5?
Yep.
I'll take Minnesota as a 5 without Josh Allen. If he doesn't play, Minnesota wins that game.
All right.
With a 5.
I'm also taking the Vikings to at least cover the 3. Even if Josh Allen does play, he's definitely not 100%. Don't think he's going to be as good. Don't think he'll be able to run the ball as well. I'll take the Vikings. I'll give it a 3. Lindsay?
All right. I'm going to go with what I've been going with all year because it's done pretty well for me so far, with the exception of last week. I'm going to take Bills, and I'm making that my 5.
Nice. Laura?
I was torn, but you know what? I'm going to do the Bills. That's what I had, and that's my 2.
All right, I got gotcha.
You sound like Frank Reich. Let's go, team.
All right, we got three games to go. We got 2 minutes, and then we're going to hand off to the Lakers pregame. Here goes. Colts at the Raiders. Raiders are 4.5-point favorites. DeMarco.
I'm going to take the Raiders at a one.
I'm going to take the Colts at a one. Linz?
I'm going to take Raiders 3.
Laura?
Laura's thinking.
Because we have six games there, so I'm confused now. I skipped over that. My bad.
Tight.
I was doing the other one. All right. I'll do the Raiders, and that's my three.
That's my fault. I put six on the sheet, so let's skip the Cowboys pass.
Yeah, I had that one. My bad.
All right, here it goes.
Thank God. Cardinals. That's a hard one.
Cardinals are at the Rams. Rams are 3-point favorites. Still question marks about who's going to play quarterback for the Rams. And the Cardinals aren't very good. So, DeMarco, what do you think here?
I got Rams at a 3. I think that's fair.
I'm going to take the Rams, and I'm going to go out way out on a limb here this week. You ready?
Yeah.
Desperation time.
Do it.
Rams, 5.
Yeah.
Wow. I like you. Way to go.
I'm going to go with the same way I went every other time that we're picking Rams, Cardinals, and I'm going to go Cardinals. And I'm going to make that my 4.
We know what Laura's going to
do. Yeah, Rams 5. That's, right. They're always
that's
my
team.
5.
Nice.
That's her team. Last game, Chargers at the Niners. Niners are 7-point favorites. That's a lot. But the Chargers are all beat up. So what do you think, DeMarco?
This is perfect. Yeah, San Fran with a 2. I know they're great against the Rams, but I'm not sure against the rest of the league. So I'll take San Fran, but at a 2.
Okay. I'm going to take San Francisco also. And all I've got left is a 4. But I'm happy to have that 4 because I think Christian McCaffrey runs all over this Charger defense. I'll take the Niners. They're my 4.
I am going to pick the 49ers, but that's going to be my 1 because that's all I've got left.
I hate to say it because I hate both teams, but the Chargers suck worse. So, you know, I'm going to have to pick the Niners, and I only have a 4 left.
Hate that, right?
Yeah. No, it is what it is.
Hey, Linz, were you able to tabulate?
I did. Okay, as of last week, mm-hmm. in last place, rough week for Laura because she only got the Jets as her 1. So she's got 50 points. Right above her is Sedano, who is now at 53, even though he had a pretty good week. Cappy, you've got 3 games for
welcome,
6
Sedano.
Points last week, so that puts you at 68. And I got all of them except the Bills, so I'm at 75 points.
Wow, way to go, Lindsay.
A commanding lead.
Yep. Wow. You know what? This whole Rams 5 thing,
it started,
I would have done better.
So if I'm good, Sedano gets my points.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Which worked out great for him the week that Andy Kamenetsky picked for him. He got all the games right.
Yeah, Andy Kamenetsky scored for me, too.
We got to go, guys.
All right, listen, we got to go. DeMarco, thank you so much. Have a great broadcast on Sunday. We'll all be listening to the Rams.
Thank you,
Cardinals.
Sir.
Lindsay, Laura, amazing week. Thank you to the Circle of Trust. And it is time now for Lakers basketball here on 710. We'll see you guys on Monday. Be safe. Have a great weekend. Peace out, everybody.